It's now 7:34. You're listening to Morning Edition here on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. It is Monday morning, and we talk with NHPR's Josh Rogers each Monday to discuss happenings on the political front here in the Granite State. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
Josh, let's start with Governor Hassan. She delivered her State of the State address last week, and the big news was an apparent bipartisan deal on Medicaid expansion. But what else stood out in the speech for you?
Well, you know, overall, one thing that struck me was the way the speech repeatedly acknowledged that to get things done, this governor needs cooperation from lawmakers. It's an obvious point on one level, but a key one for Governor Hassan, who's one of the few executives working in states with divided legislatures. And on several big issues, authorizing a casino was one, funding for transportation infrastructure was another. The governor was clear she wanted action, but wasn't exactly pushy about it. She praised lawmakers who'd sponsored bills on these topics and basically asked those less involved in the issues to take a close look at their colleagues' efforts. There was really not a great deal of we must sort of talk on specific proposals.
Yeah. I noticed that when the House heard a bill to allow one casino in New Hampshire last week, the bill that, Governor Hassan has signaled that, she's backing, she didn't choose to testify at the hearing. Why not?
No, she didn't. And, you know, we recall last year, of course, Governor Hassan did testify on the year's big gambling bill. This time she chose to submit a letter instead. And her approach seems of a piece with her State of the State speech. It seems she's concluded rightly, perhaps, that a hard sell from her may not be the best way to achieve certain goals. And the hard sell she offered last year on gambling didn't work. It also alienated more than a few members of her own party, particularly in the House, who don't like gambling, but whose votes are needed if a casino bill's ever going to do what it's never done, which is get out of the House. And as far as that gambling hearing goes, I also thought it was interesting that Millennium Gaming, which would operate a casino at Rockingham Park if one won approval there, also didn't itself testify. They're still working lawmakers pretty hard, of course, but it's probably true that at this point, the most effective lobbying on this bill may be lawmaker to lawmaker. And backers of this bill are stressing that they've got more than 100 co-sponsors on this proposal, which is a huge number. But, of course, that's all for show if you can't ultimately get a majority, and that's very much in doubt.
Mm-hmm. Now, something the governor did mention in her speech last week was her call for lawmakers to take another look at a bill designed to make it harder for people with mental illness to acquire guns. And that bill is still before the state Senate.
Yes, Governor Hassan's remarks were interesting, as has this debate been. The bill would aim to require the state to share certain records relevant to mental health status, like if someone's been involuntarily committed or deemed incompetent by a court, with the so-called NICS system. That's the federal database used in commercial gun sales. Under federal law, such information can be used to deny people the right to purchase firearms, but New Hampshire doesn't share its information with the database. There have been concerns over privacy and whether or not this sharing would comport with the HIPAA health privacy law. But backers are forcing the state to participate. Thought this was the sort of bill that might maybe be able to win support from gun rights advocates. It's also something that, you know, most states do without a great deal of controversy. And some gun interests, the pro-gun New Hampshire lobby group and the group that represents gun manufacturers, did support the proposal at the hearing. Others didn't, of course. But what came as a bit of surprise was the opposition of civil rights groups, the New Hampshire chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, for instance, the New Hampshire chapter of the ACLU, and also the New Hampshire Disabilities Rights Center. So with that opposition, it's hard to see this bill getting out of the Senate. So the governor may not prevail on this, but should it fail, the issue is likely to be studied and, you know, no doubt revisited down the line.
Mm-hmm. As so many issues have been. Now, before you go, I wanted to touch quickly on the death penalty repeal and a hearing later this month in the insurance department. Not related, I should add.
No. The House Criminal Justice Committee will vote this week on a bill to repeal the death penalty, which the full House has twice voted for, once being vetoed by Governor Shaheen after it passed the Senate, another time being defeated in the state Senate. It's my understanding that the Criminal Justice Committee, though, which has historically been populated by many former policemen, has never voted to repeal a death penalty. It looks possible this year. The real drama, though, is probably going to come in the state Senate. Governor Hassan has said she'd sign a death penalty repeal if it reaches her. Some expected her to mention in the State of the State. She didn't.
Mm-hmm. After the hearing, about the hearing in the insurance department?
Yes. This is a hearing over the narrow network Anthem put together for the products it sells on the Obamacare exchange. That network, which did receive state and federal approval, didn't include 10 of New Hampshire's 26 hospitals. And a lot of consumers and some of the hospitals that weren't invited to participate are pretty angry about this, angry at Anthem and also at the state for approving their network. Al Felgar, who's the CEO at Frisbee Memorial Hospital in Rochester, requested the hearing of the insurance department, and he's rented a bus to truck in people from Rochester who, according to Frisbee's PR man, those citizens will be carrying banners and wearing campaign-style buttons and the like. So it could be a bit of a circus this morning. National TV crews are apparently also making the trip up from Washington to cover what's become, you know, really a national story. You know, New Hampshire is one of just two states with only one carrier on its exchange in the exchange's opening year.
As usual, stay tuned. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Rick.
Josh Rogers, NHPR's senior political reporter. He joins Morning Edition to talk politics. You can follow Josh on Twitter at Josh Rogers, NHPR.